an international Women of Courage Award that is issued by the State Department. The First Lady was the major person to present the awardees to the audience. And it was happening in Washington, as I say. There were quite a number of women, about 10 in all together from different countries, who were recipients of this award this year.
Previously, we saw Justina Moukoko and also Jenny Williams getting this award. What did the First Lady say to you personally in terms of the work that you've been doing, especially for Zimbabwe?
Obviously, the award is to recognize the work that women do in their respective countries. And for me, it is the legal work that I do, particularly in defense of civil society activists, political activists, journalists, and basically all the other groupings that I represent, and also the fact that I don't always operate in a free environment, and that from time to time I become the accused instead of the lawyer. So that basically was the recognition, and that it has been recognized.
Did you have time to personally have a conversation with the First Lady?
We are still to have that at a later stage. But yes, she did refer to my work specifically when she made her address and gave a quote from one of my previous statements.
How did that make you feel personally to be recognized?
Well, I mean, it's good to be recognized. I mean, although when you are doing your work, you're just doing your work because your client needs you to do the work. It's always a bonus when someone recognizes you for doing what you love doing and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
How long is your program here in the United States, and where will you be visiting?
I have a couple of other stops at different universities where we'll have screenings of the documentary that has been made about my work, and also there'll be Q&A, so I'm hoping to have an interactive audience and to answer questions that they might have on the various things that will be thrown up by the documentary and the discussion that will follow thereafter.